Ladies, gentlemen, non-binaries, extraterrestrials and beings of pure thought, welcome. This is normally the time of the week when you should expect to get the horn. By which I mean you would hear Hutton Orbital Radio news. Unfortunately, this being Halloween, the entire crew decided to go bobbing for apples on a low-G devil planet, and were last seen floating away into airless space, their orange and black painted remlocks shining in the light of a dying sun. And so, to avoid disappointing their listener, we have a repeat of a programme from Alpha Centauri Productions, the company that puts the star into Start Running, You Fool, and who brought you such programmes as Keeping Up with the Duvals, Embarrassing Heavenly Bodies, and Bucknecked Attraction. This recording is from the 3300 Centenary Festival of Halloween-related dramas, and it features the Hutton Orbital Players. Sit back, relax, keep the mega gin bottle to hand, and see just how many quotes you can find that they've lovingly copied, adapted, or just plagiarized. This is a tale of brave collectors of stellar phenomena. Those that are too horrible for pilots to look at when sober, and far too likely to be interfered with when drunk. To preserve the equilibrium of the galaxy, these phenomena must be stored out of sight, deep in the bowels of a secret base, somewhere just a little less than 0.22 light-years from Alpha Centauri. Whenever a commander scans a disgusting phenomenon, the Codex sends out an automatic alert. One brave team responds. Someone has to fly out and collect the repulsive collection of ick. So who are they going to call? Gross clusters. I've been asked to point out that no animals were harmed in the making of this tune, even though it may sound that way. We present Gross Clusters. If there's something strange in your stellar hood, who you gonna call? Gross clusters. If there's something wet and your ship don't move, what you gonna blame? Moist thrusters. I ain't afraid of no goats. I ain't afraid of no toast. If you're seeing things come across your screen, who you gonna call? Gross clusters. A mollusk that's blue getting in your head, what you gonna be? Most flustered. I ain't afraid, it's my boast. I ain't afraid, I've been dosed.
Let's have another go at this advert. Hutton Radio must have room in the schedule soon. The listener must surely be getting bored with news of upcoming events for 3302. Ready, everyone, and action.
Are you troubled by strange sights in the middle of the galaxy?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your cockpit or SRV?
Have you or your family ever seen a mineral formation that looked like a thingy? Or a mollusk that looked and smelled like the hemorrhoids on Winard's arse?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up the phone and call the professionals.
Gross clusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day with our brain bleach to serve all your Codex cleaning needs.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no job is too big, no fee is too big.
We're ready to relieve you.
That was absolute rubbish, but we haven't got time to try again now. We're waiting for our first client.
Gross clusters, what do you want? Hey, we got one! Settle up, boys.
You know, it's just occurred to me, we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
No sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
You mean these voice-activated stellar phenomena catchers? We'll be fine, as long as they're not switched on. There's only one thing I absolutely don't want to hear at this point.
Our mics are live.
Listen, do you smell something?
Cubicle 3's tub again, I hear.
Hey, careful, don't cross the streams!
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean, bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light. Total protonic reversal. Plus, you might get it on your shoes.
Right, that's bad. Okay, all right. Important safety tip, thanks.
Let's rejoin the others. Shall we show them what we practiced?
Grab your stick.
Holden.
Heat him up.
Smokin'.
Make him hard.
Let's show this prehistoric beach how we do things downtown. Throw it!
Boys, stop it right now and put those away.
It's not funny. It's not clever. It's not worth our time putting our glasses on to take a look. This isn't Dockers, you know.
This reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole through your head.
That would have worked if you hadn't stopped me.
Look, I know we're all bored. There's not much to do while we wait for the next call. I found a pile of newspapers. We've got The Sol, The Guardians, The Sunday Thargraph, and The Daily Hutton High Speed Train. Why don't we take it in turns to read out any interesting articles?
Ooh, apparently there's a stunner on page 3. Oh, not what I'd hoped for. We're going to get tasers fitted to our ships.
I've got the colour supplement. It says here, Collection Perfection. Mr. Reginald Snodgrass, originally from Pinner and Sol, not currently living somewhere near the last fuel star before Beagle Point, claims to have finally completed a collection that, up till now, was thought to be impossible. After more than 1,200 years, he has managed to be the first person to collect an actual example of every one of the coins that were struck to commemorate each of the Brexit dates.
Anemone populations threatened as Halloween approaches. The Guardians' reporter has found that Halloween fever has taken over many parts of the galaxy as pilots attempt to use their mining lavers to try and carve Jocko landings from the helpless fungal growths. I don't mind what people get up to in their own ships, but I'm certainly not trying that on my athlete's foot.
Yellow ships, not yellow pilot, as dastardly Don disconcerts Fazerina. Fazerina Vancaster, one of our still missing truckers. See story on page 5. Seems to have come under attack from the dastardly Don this week, resulting in him being laid low with excruciating pain and loss of strength in his left leg. realising that having 1 week leg would result in him walking round in circles, whimpering, the commander has taken the sensible advice from Nurse Wyeth and taken to his bed. Rumours that this is the same advice that she gives for all ailments have not been proven.
Look, it's a photo spread on the plans for Nocti's retirement home. Cocky Joe Colonia Colonic Cottages. Ah, that's lovely. They've stuck a couple of upturned Zimmer frames onto the bottom of a pilot seat to make it look like it's a rocking chair for him, and put an aquarium in front of it. He'll think it's the view from his ship. Bless. There's a nice picture of his bedroom, complete with a jumbo-sized box of extra absorbent flight suit inner linings. What's that on the doorknob? Ah, it's a yellow ribbon ready to welcome him home. Well, to this home, anyway. When he finally gets in out of the detention centre. Well, he wasn't a young man when he went in.
Mysterious undercover mission for the Don's prison ship. Where are our missing pilots? At the end of last week's specular mission in Kokari, where the Hutton truckers assisted the accredited astronaut to assault the planetary base and rescue our missing pilots, it was discovered that some pilots were no longer in the detention centre but had been transferred to the orbiting prison ship G83-13. Before any secondary assault could be planned, the ship jumped to another system. The Pilots Federation rules say that a prison ship must first divulge its flight plan if the appropriate scan is performed, but this prison barge refuses to give up its secrets. Commander Cometborn has tracked the first ship stop to Fince, a dry, desolate desert system with just one station, Chopper's orbital. One planet called Capti, which is hot, with an average temperature sitting at a sweltering 321 degrees Kelvin, 48 degrees in old money. This Earth-like desert planet is suspected of being the location of one of the Don's secret torture centres. With the system under ownership of a Pilots Federation faction, the Tactical Weapons Assault Team have been banned by Hutton's charter from carrying out combat and rescue operations. It's believed the refusal of the ship to properly divulge its flight plan further indicates that it's a secret ship belonging to the Don, and that prisoners have been secretly smuggled to the surface to be subjected to human experiments featuring the Capti eels, or more properly, earworms, used in terrible rendition cases. The team at Hutton are continuing to investigate, and their earworm expert, Commander Psycho Cow, has been dispatched to the scene. Commander Cometborn has been tasked with keeping an eye on the prison ship and reporting any strange movements over the coming weeks in the hope that it will enter a system where Hutton can stage a full rescue of the ear-ravaged truckers.
Oh dear, here's a column by the obnoxious, self-opinionated son of a pilot. No, not that one. Oh, you know, the one from that programme. Stupendous Gadabout or something. The headline is Saul Kruger commits lese majesté. Then he goes on and on and on about how poorly their ship's lights are made, how Alvin's groom of the stool is having to wait for a spare part before he can set out once more in his royal barge. And he finishes with some drivel about royal caravans and this must surely be the most unlucky transport vehicle in the verse.
I really don't think that they should be able to print this kind of thing. Do you see what it says here? Is this the secret training camp used by Cannon and Haxwing to train their operatives in how to suppress our knowledge of the Thargoid immigration menace? The Daily Hutton high-speed train has learned that the recent lack of Thargoid news has not, as you'd hope, been because of a halt to their invading our systems, but is due to a conspiracy of the so-called elite to hide us from us. Hide this from us. P.S. They also killed Princess Duval.
I don't know who writes this rubbish. Darlings of the Pilots Federation or insidious parasites, what are the Hutton orbital truckers really up to? In an attempt to subtly control a system they aren't even present in, the truckers are using the Phoenix Group to win an election and establish a retirement home in Kokijo, the geriatric outpost for luxury fun. Who knows what their real plans are, but we suspect this is some kind of story. In their own space, they're suffering from blight in LP532-81. A spokesman said, "We aren't yet sure of the best way to respond to this situation, so we are relying on our ingenuity to find out what fixes it. We also have an outbreak in Wolf 359, so we can do what we do best, trading meds and making money." Pirates are attacking WISE 0855-0714. This reporter suspects another red herring as WISE, along with blight-ridden LP532-81, Trepin and Alpha Centauri, look like candidates for a Hutton expansion, despite their spokesman's claims that they are working hard to drop their influence in those systems. We shall see. What do they think we're up to? Good job they don't know we're having a pending election for a surface base in Hill Passy.
Oh, I am relieved to see this. Surge, splurge, surge, will urge, resurge. I think they write these things just to be difficult to read. Or say. It does say that the interstellar initiative, the Scourge, may be over, but some effects will continue to have an impact on the galaxy in the future. That sounds interesting. I think I may have to take out a subscription for this one. What paper is it? Oh yes, the Venus.
What's on the sports page? Galactic Gaelic gets given gas. Well-known commander, nemesis of the Bucknaked Pronunciation Division, Rincewind Cymru, found himself a little embarrassed in the fuel department when he followed a binge watch of Galfix distracted him. Whilst trying to round the verse in 80 days in his sidewinder, requiring said commander to send up the distress flare and call for the fuel rats close to waypoint 71. Thanks to Commander Manolis, Rincewind Cymru is once again underway. The moral of this story is, it can happen to anyone. There's no shame in calling the fuel rats, but there's no pride in it either, Commander. Oh, Harry! Lou, are you all right?
He slimed me.
That was the end of Gross Clusters Episode 1. There will be another episode later on, but now it's our first tune. One that echoes everything you've heard so far tonight. It's Echo and the Bunny Men. Peoples Are Strange. Well, that was different, wasn't it? That was quite an interesting first episode there. I'm not going to explain how we were all floating around in space and we're now back in the studio. That's just continuity.
Spooky.
It'll be on IMDb under the gaffes for this programme. Don't worry. One of the first 20,000 chapters for this programme. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Halloween show.
The Halloween special.
Yes, Halloween.
I'm already scared.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, well, could you just mop that up, please? Somebody has to sit in there.
I thought we had a man to do that.
Yeah, but you don't want to know where that mop's been.
True.
So, how's everybody been? We had a rather fun week, didn't we? Starting just over a week ago with the event we had before last week's show. Oh, I'm still coming down from that, really.
That was so cool.
I had the opportunity to watch the recording of it afterwards and thought, that was really good until the bit where I wasn't in it anymore. That was after Will fell over. it was a good laugh. And apparently Lord Braben himself dipped in. I don't know for how long, but he did dip in. We've had over 4,000 views of that, which is up with the higher ratings for streams that Frontier do. So I think we've shown ourselves to be as popular as we ever were.
Yay.
Whatever that means.
Do you think we'll get more members?
I don't know.
I'm scared off more members.
Well, yeah. But I think it was such a fun thing to do. And it didn't matter that we screwed things up. And it didn't matter that the Hotbox people made us look stupid by doing it with just four of them. when we were putting on a big show with our, what do we have, 250, I don't know, 700, something like that. And Hotbox did it quicker with four people. Well, they maybe they cheated by practicing or doing something like that. That's
too many cooks.
Yeah. But ours looked
they
better.
They were led by truckers, not a Pilots Federation.
I don't want to cast aspersions over the Pilots Federation. That since
no offense, Will.
No, because without them, we're not here anymore. But
true.
Yeah,
but my account's suddenly gone offline.
Yeah. That one, I haven't got any void openers. I've got one credit left. I don't know how that happened. I shouldn't have a ship name like that. Oh, that's rude. Anyway, I think that was fun. I think that was a real example of what the truckers do best, getting us all together and working player with player. I think, and having fun doing it. That's what it's all about. It's not about how many hundreds of billions of credits you can have, though it helps. But it's like anything. You don't need money to be happy, but a little bit doesn't hurt. Yeah, as long as you've got a rebuy, who cares? We're fine, we're truckers, and we've got a rebuy, and we don't care.
Exactly.
There's a great song that won't scan. And I think, I just thought it's something that's taken such a long time for me to get over, because we just had such a great time. And the fact we made it with about 3 seconds to spare by a little bit of cheating is probably exactly the trucker way.
Exactly, yeah.
It sounds very truckerish.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say cheat. It's not cheating, just...
No, not cheating.
Using a different set of rules from other people, that's all. It was still rules, just not the same ones that they were using.
If it can be done, there's nothing to stop you doing it.
Yes, but like when that... I practiced with that laser... force field that came down at the top of the ramp. I loved the fact that if you jumped to one side of it, you can get past it. In my experience, one time in three. Don't have to wait. Yeah. Or as I said last week in rehearsal. Oh, bugger. I'm telling people we did rehearsal. Sorry. In rehearsal, where I actually used a sidewinder as a ramp to climb up to get over the top of that. it was brilliant. Whatever. It was absolutely brilliant. I wish we had done that on the night. It would have looked even better. But I just think we all got something out of it. And what was really nice is, as a reward, the Pilots Federation gave the people who took part, we've all got a paint job, not for our ships, but for our SRVs. And because Vantillon was choosing, we all got purple.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with purple.
No.
But have to say that when we all line our SRVs up together, we do look like we've all fallen out of a box of Quality Street. You know, the nice one with the nut in the middle and the toffee. That's what we look like, yes.
And we're quality and a bit nuts, as you're saying.
A lot of nuts.
Mayday, mayday. We've gone. Lost Harry.
He's lost. He's gone. Oh, dear. What are we going to do without Harry?
We'll have to talk about the pizza meet.
Pizza meet. Oh, yes. There's two, isn't there, on Saturday? Oh, one's a pizza meet and one's a meat meet.
Meat meet.
That's right. And they're the opposite way around to the way I'd expect, because the pizza meet is the one in Texas and the meat meet is in Harrogate.
Hmm. Yeah.
Buck says if you want to join the pizza meet, just truck on up. Get all the details on the Facebook page.
I'll just nip across.
However, if you want to go to the meet, I think you have to reserve a seat, which means you need to contact Vantillon.
Yes, the table is booked, but the numbers can be increased, so give Vantillon a shout and he will add you to the list.
Yes, obviously the sooner the better, because they need to pre-book the seats.
Yeah, so now money's gone, but it sounds like it'd be fun.
I think they're just touching double figures at the minute.
All right.
That's in there are that many going. They're not actually touching double figures. That would be very weird.
So there is this other pizza meet. Brett Riverboat's Farewell Pizza Meet.
Oh, yeah, that was this weekend. Yes, it was his last weekend on shift. So before he moves away to a new establishment. And so we
I,
a few of us I popped down to...
Didn't he somebody was, say he was going to be trucking or something?
He was going to be a trucker, but he had a delay getting his license, so he couldn't even do the training. So he has instead gone to TGI Fridays, where he will be happily serving Hawaiian burgers with lots of pineapple on them.
Woohoo!
Pineapple on a burger. Okay, this is a concept I must know more about.
Oh, it's the basic one is a normal burger with its relish, a slice of pineapple on top of it, all in a bun. Absolutely sweet, savoury, gorgeous. And I would imagine that Rob would hate it.
Breaking news. Harry says his PC died, he's rebuilding and says, keep going.
Okay, we'll keep going. For the mug, keep so going.
Truckers, back in 1 minute. For the mug.
So let's talk about the ARCs. Now they've come up on sale on the site now, haven't they?
Oh yes, yeah. I actually spent my first ARCs last week.
Your first ARCs?
I actually bought some ARCs. I bought it was the paint job for the DBX I had at the event last week.
That was a nice paint job.
Yeah, so I bought myself some ARCs and got the paint job, so I've had my first purchase. And it looks really good, doesn't it?
I made my first purchase too. I bought all the plants. So the inside of all my cockpits are now like greenhouses, and I have little plants everywhere.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But I really like the fact that it's now on the website again, because, you know, when you've got 5 minutes at work or you're on your lunch break, and it just, you know, it's nice to peruse the what's available to purchase, you know, rather than having to go all the way into game and then click on the store and then, you know, it's all, you know, in game.
Yeah, it's nice to really, be able to do it out of game.
Yeah, I really like the out of game shop.
Anyway, I think Harry's back.
I am.
Welcome back, Harry.
Sorry about that. That was a little way to break the immersion that my PC blue screened. Yeah.
We've covered the pizza meats. Yeah, we've covered the pizza meats, and we're now discussing the ARCs on the DLC site.
Lovely. Yes, I bought something on there. I thought it was worth a go. I did think at first there was a little bit of re-authentication required when I did it.
Yeah, me too.
Which was okay, but it was a little tedious. And I also found that when I was buying it on the first page, I had to click to go and buy something, but the page that I'd come from didn't auto-refresh. So I had to go and hit F5 before it would recognise that I actually bought the ARCs and would allow me to buy something.
I don't remember having any problems like that.
Oh, well, it's probably just me.
I think you were being impatient and getting in there before they find out all the niggles.
Yeah, I know how this stuff works, so just hit the button, get on with it. No. But still,
F5 is your friend.
It's a lot better than it was, and I think it's nice now being able to buy a small... I like being able to buy one paint job rather than a whole set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
I only wanted one from a DBX last week, and I just bought one. It was great.
Yeah, because I found for some of my ships, I've got a whole load of paint jobs that I'll never get round to using. And I know it's only pennies, but you've got to save it somewhere, haven't you? How else can you afford those lovely bobbleheads?
No,
or plants. Plants are better.
Yeah. Ah, well. Okay, so, Mr. Deadmeat, did you want to bring us up to date with the latest stuff goings on in Cocky Joe with the retiring Major General?
Yes, he sent me a message letting me know, and for me to let you know, the Olympic swimming pool has been installed and finished, and the covered gardens for your peaceful strolls are all done. The gin bars are now complete and fully open, and they've placed an order for building materials. They put the plans forward, and this will be for the bingo halls and tea rooms and for the TV rooms for your favourite soaps. So phase two is complete. The tea rooms and bingo halls and TV rooms are phase three. There's one more phase after that. They're already talking to the planners for... Not me. I would imagine that's Sean. He's always doing that kind of thing.
No.
Well, yes.
Probably my back creaking.
It could be. But yes, the new plans are to extend to another station, so we can have an even bigger gin bar and the night entertainment complex. But that's all pending the current election, rather. So may the phoenix rise and for the mug.
It's brilliant. We have a guest with us here who I have summarily moved from the conversation he was having elsewhere. We have a guest to talk about two things which are happening now and one that's happening very, very, very soon. We have the 80 Days Round the Verse continuation and Beyond Dockers. Lord Shouty, would you like to talk for a few moments on that, please?
Right, well, 80 Days, it's been going brilliantly, actually. I don't know if anyone saw the video I posted up on the Facebook site.
I did.
Yeah,
that absolutely was cracking.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
There's a Facebook site. Can we have the address?
No.
Fair enough.
Because I don't really know it. That's a simple answer. I don't really know the Horton Orbital Radio, I think it is, Facebook. Anyway, there's a video on there I posted up that basically just showed a big circle that we've been printed on the galaxy from our travels around the galaxy, which should now be completed by 16 people.
Brilliant.
And,
okay, so yeah. The address is facebook.com/bsdockers/.
Well, the Dockers page is bsdockers.com. That will get you to all the various Dockers things you want. I'm falling me off now. Right, the Round the World in 8 days, we've got 16 finishers. Our fastest time at the moment is 15 hours and 30 minutes to go all that way around the world. And it's what? 200 and odd thousand light years travelled. I mean, Crimshaw did 192,000 light years in 15 hours and 30 minutes. And bearing in mind that I finished on my birthday in two days in 4 hours dead. You got to go. That was definitely some going, but it's been absolutely brilliant how many people have said how much they've enjoyed it, how Intarish's work on the page, as everyone has pointed out, it's been absolutely amazing, and yeah. But if you want to, you could still start, you could still win this thing if you wanted to. So, with that, on the Dockers, right, tomorrow there will be a Drabble show. Carl will be doing a Drabble show. After the Drabble show, we recommend about 8 p.m. So, twitch.tv/psychocal, if you want to go on the Twitch. Otherwise, come here on the TeamSpeak, ts.forthemug.com. And come and join us for Dockers, because we will be broadcasting it live. And yes, it will be an amazing thing, I think. It is a whole new, experience for Dockers. I think we're just moving it out of the local area and into the wider galaxy. So some of your favourite characters are back. Some of the new characters are just as disgusting, if not worse.
Thank you.
If you're under 18, I recommend you listen to it, because you will find out new words that you never knew existed before. And there's some parts in it who have been acted by the various people who I think the acting is second to none. It's absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, please give that a listen tomorrow if you're interested, because I think it's one of the best things we've done so far. Was that good enough? Did I promote it well enough?
Thank you very much, Simon. That's brilliant.
it was adequate.
Okay.
I posted links to the page on Twitch and in this chat here.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you. You may go now.
Thank you.
I'm going to be wheeled out again now. So, great jacket's going on. Bye.
Bye, Shouty.
Bye, Shouty.
Lovely. Okay. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we move on?
Just the green room experiment.
Yes. One of the things, what we've been trying to do is shake some things up here and not always do everything the same way that we've done it. I'm sure we haven't got the right answer yet, but what we're trying is an experiment this week where we're not going to talk to everybody in the green room. If you've got something you really want to talk to people about, if you've done something really brilliant, you want to talk about it, or if it's something that you definitely want to talk to people about, message me, Commander Palantir, either in TeamSpeak or Twitch or Discord, and then we'll bring you up to the green, up to the live room when it's time to do so. This allows us to try and get the right balance between having everybody go through all the minutiae of their entire week, which is of interest to them and nobody else. And we want to make sure that we get the important stuff out here. It's an experiment. I'm sure we will change it different ways as we go along. You spotted a couple of weeks where we didn't actually have anybody talking in the green room at all, and we just made up quotes. Oh, sorry, no, we didn't make them up. You definitely said those things. Really, you did, definitely. But
definitely,
yes. So if you think there's something that people will be interested in, then let me know and we'll talk to you at the end. Otherwise, we're going to do a fairly quick turnaround when we get to that point. Okay. Anything else, my fellow presenters?
No, I've covered everything I need to.
Good.
For the mug, Harry.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I think, Flossie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Then let's hit it.
When the universe is in trouble, bug infestations in the bubble, your home station's burned rubble. What on earth can we do now? Interstellar Initiatives. Let Flossie tell you what it is. Then you can get involved with this. You should listen to what Flossie says. Interstellar Initiatives. Flossie tells us what she thinks it is. Then you can get involved with this. Now you should listen to what Flossie says.
Hello, Flossie here with this week's Interstellar Initiatives news. This week is the conclusion of the Interstellar Initiative, The Scourge. With the end of the most recent community goal, thanks to all dedicated commanders who took part to combat the rise of the Rockforth pathogen, this marks the conclusion to The Scourge. Although The Scourge is over, it will have everlasting effects on our galaxy. Despite the effects of the galactic community, the blight pathogen, unwittingly distributed by the Rockforth Corporation, proved far too resilient to quarantine and eradicate properly. Food stocks across the galaxy are now at risk of carrying the dormant pathogen, which, if introduced to healthy crops or food reserves, has the potential to activate and erupt into blight. Blight is a new background simulation state and has a huge economic impact on the faction affected in that star system. It can be counteracted by delivering ergonomic treatment produced in high-tech economies to affect systems. To affected systems. If left untreated, it can quickly wipe out food reserves, and with no further food stocks available, the pathogen dies out and the faction will instead experience a full-blown famine state. We hope that when this happens, you will be prepared to help our galaxy and its people from experiencing such great devastation. And that's this week's Interstellar Initiatives news.
Flossie told you what to do.
We do have a theme for the music this week, but since Vantian and Simuf are away, Commander Ventura has curated our music list. And because he's basically a kind person, despite what it may say on the restraining orders and the graffiti in Cubicle 2, it's a pretty obvious one. So there's no need to send guesses to Commander Palantir, and well, unless you're lonely and you just want to feel some kind of human contact, just be prepared for sarcastic responses. We'll shortly be hearing what the galaxy looks like when you are indulging in Class A+ mind-altering substances, courtesy of the ever-wonderful Commander Wotherspoon. But before that, our second tune is dedicated to all you dads out there. It's Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Murder on the Dance Floor.
Galnet News Digest, 31st of October 3305. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Legacy of the Blight, Pumpkins in Space, Farg applies for a job. Legacy of the Blight. Canon, which was virtually eliminated from the galaxy over the past year, is back, following the Interstellar Association for Agriculture's admission that the blight spread by onionhead farmers, the Scythe of Panem, cannot be contained. The eager commanders who distributed contaminated Rockforth fertilizer are believed to have spread the contagion to a number of systems where it remains dormant in grain supplies. Should the highly infectious virus find its way onto agricultural worlds, the pathogen will activate and wipe out the crops in the system, causing famine. This is likely to happen unpredictably, as it's unclear to which systems greedy commanders distributed the plant plague. The first sign of the problem will be the system entering blight, following which food stocks will dwindle quickly. If left untreated, famine will surely follow. But there's hope for heading off incipient famine. Once a system is seen to be in a state of blight, if enough commanders deliver the new agronomic treatment from nearby high-tech systems, then it's possible to avert famine, saving thousands, possibly millions, of lives. This is the correct thing to do, the humanitarian thing, and every right-thinking commander should not hesitate. However, commanders looking for those elusive data mined wake exceptions are reminded that such data is far more readily gathered from systems experiencing famine. Just saying. Pumpkins in Space. Following the highly questionable decision to install Thargoid bobbleheads in every cockpit, it's now the turn of space vegetables, with space pumpkins joining the cactus and the aloe plant. There are also some returning favourite decals, including a witch, a spider, and some seriously not well skulls. It's a little difficult to tell whether these are mythological creatures or a newly discovered form of alien. In related news, the internet-friendly version of the livery store is available to browse once again, with an all-too-easy Friday lunchtime browse and click to buy option. Tharg applies for a job. From Tharg the Mighty, Prince of the Pleiades and Emperor of the Col 70 Sector, to William Flanagan, Pilots Federation. Dear Commander Flanagan, I saw your advert for a new community manager working for the Pilots Federation, and I think I might be the perfect match for the role. I've gained substantial experience over the years in the Elite franchise, although I wasn't involved in Elite Dangerous until early 3303, I had an active part to play in previous titles in the series. I feel I've come to know many of the commanders personally through my frequent interactions with them, and would greatly enjoy the opportunity to come into closer contact with them, whether it be flying in the galaxy or face-to-face on the surface of a planet. My live stream of the reveal of the return of the Thargoids was a total triumph, although that little Ed Lewis chap tried to steal the credit. I am especially good at managing difficult members of the community. If a commander is being vocal about some perceived issue and is causing disruption to the community, I simply pierce their abdomen, lay my eggs inside their ribcage, and wait for them to be consumed by Tharglets. It works every time. I'm happy to work away from home, in the Pleiades, the Witcher Nebula, and in and around the Bubble. I frequently visit these regions, and I'm particularly keen on visiting the regions where commanders hang out. I speak fluid Thargoidian and have conversational spoken Guardian. In addition to Elite Dangerous, you say you'd like the successful candidate to work on future unannounced titles. Word to the wise here. It's not easy to manage a title unless you announce it. I see you have a cycle to work scheme. This sounds like an excellent idea. Do you have a bicycle suitable for someone with six legs and who might have some trouble grasping the handlebars with his pincers? I note that you say the salary is competitive. Given the rate of inflation over the past 5 years, I should say that my expectation would be for at least 20 billion credits per week. Or quite frankly, I'd be better off mining void opals. Your advertisement says that you welcome applications from candidates regardless of sex, race, disability, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, marriage or civil partnership, pregnancy or maternity, religion or belief. You don't explicitly say that you'll accept applications from any species, but please believe me, we Thargoids work far harder than any squishy meatbag ever did. I look forward to being the successful applicant, and I feel that it's only fair to warn you that I stand at the command of a fleet of 200,000 Thargoid battlecruisers, and that I don't take rejection well. Yours sincerely, Tharg the Mighty. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.
I am in awe of Commander Wotherspoon. May they never bring any real Galnet news back if that's the quality of the stuff he can put out when there's nothing to work with.
He is awesome.
You are brilliant.
Brilliant. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us work with you, I say. And it's really nice working with Commander Wotherspoon. And here is probably one of the cheesiest links ever, because Wotherspoon, when he's with us, he is a thriller.
And now, episode 6 of our series, Gross Clusters. Previously on Gross Clusters, our plucky heroes managed to capture and store some truly revolting stellar phenomena. But now, they have heard rumours that Tharg the Mighty is coming to liberate the items for his personal collection. It does appear that beauty truly is in the compound eye of the beholder.
I tell you what, it's a pity we weren't allowed to stop the action during Flossie's bit and Wotherspoon's digest. It's meant the listener didn't hear how we got from sitting around reading the newspapers to this point on the cusp of our final battle. Still, I'm sure they'll catch up. Norman might be able to do something clever with the editing.
Have you seen what they're saying on the forums? Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness. Earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice. Dogs. Cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, who brought the dog?
It's not, and that's not a dog. That's our glorious leader. Show some respect.
Lou, you said you were waiting for a sign. What sign are you waiting for?
Tharg the Traveller. He will come in one of the pre-chosen forms. During the rectification of Van Marnen Star, the Traveller came as a large and moving Tharglet. Then, during the third reconciliation of the last of the Maya supplicants, they choose a new form for him, that of a giant shouty. Many smiling dogs and Zinras knew what it was to be roasted in the depths of a black hole that day, I can tell you.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full transmediums, the Loch Ness Monster and the theory of Atlantis?
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
Look, something's forming in front of our very eyes. It looks like one of those beamy things out of Star Trek. Wow! I'd take that over space legs any day.
Tharg the Mighty. Good evening. as a duly designated representative of Alvin and his faction, station, and system of Alpha Centauri, I order you to cease any and all stellar phenomena-related activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the next convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Norma.
Are you a god?
No.
Then die.
Norma, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
All right, this bug is toast.
Sub creatures, Tharg the Mighty, Lord of Polaris, Tharg the Destructor, Vulgar Zildrohar, the Traveller has come. Choose and perish.
What do you mean, choose? We don't understand.
Choose. Choose the form of the Destructor.
Oh, I get it. Very cute. Whatever we think of, if we think of David Braben, David Braben will appear and destroy us, okay? So empty your heads. Empty your heads. Don't think of anything. We've only got one shot at this.
The choice is made.
Whoa.
The Traveller has come.
Nobody dosed anything. Did you choose anything?
No.
Did you?
My mind is totally blank.
Well, I didn't choose anything.
I couldn't help it. It just popped in there.
What? What just popped in there?
I tried to think.
Book!
No, it can't be.
What is it?
It can't be.
What did you do, Norma?
Oh, shit.
It's the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Well, there's something you don't see every day.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puffed.
I was thinking, Norma.
We used to roast Stay Puffed marshmallows on the fire at Trophy Camp.
Norma's gone bye-bye, Harry. What have you got left?
Sorry, Lou. I'm terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
Oh, no.
Mother pusbucket. Whoa, that's not the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
No, it's far more horrible.
It's Spock!
Funny, us going out like this, killed by a 100-foot Texan.
Now you're a trucker. All you gotta do is truck that truck. Hunting trucker, if you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point you to lighty, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, truckers. This old Buck Naked, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways, back again for this week's Huttin' Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Hutton Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as having to upgrade your computer because of stupid Microsoft and my tax software. Seriously, they can both go to... Let's get on to our top truckers from last week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, lazing round like them roundish turtles down by the creek, Commander Simon Winter has the lead with a tad over 89,000 light years jumped. Just you wait, he'll blow himself up soon enough. The leader in destroying up the Don's dastardly desperados this week is Commander Texas Stu, with 43.6 million credits earned and accounted for. Rumor has it the Don has to take up jigsaw puzzles lately, hoping the experience will help him put his ships back together quicker. Commander One Cat has the lead as our top mission trucker this week, with 1,559 mission points earned. Congrats! Hauling cargo like a hunting trucker oughta, Commander El Nevio transported a bit over 83,500 tons this week. Keep on trucking there, Commander. Driving the hunting taxi this week, the Major General Nocti hauled 2,230 passengers around the galaxy. Now I want to know who pulled him out of retirement. Our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is held by Commander Rampage 737 in 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 40 seconds. But the fastest run in this month of October is held by Commander El Nevio in 1 hour, 23 minutes, and 44 seconds. If y'all think you got what it takes to beat these scores, then download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com. Get off your ass and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, get in touch with us to get your very own hunting decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy that come with an emergency Norm MCAI to run everything for you.
Well, that's a big Twinkie.
We've been going around this all wrong. This Mr. Naked is okay. He's a Texan. He's in Hutton. We get this guy laid, we won't have any trouble.
I have a radical idea. The door is just one of the things around here that swings both ways. We could reverse the particle flow through the gate.
How?
We'll cross the streams.
Excuse me, Harry. You said crossing the streams was bad.
Cross the streams.
You're going to endanger us. You're going to endanger our station. The nice man who comes here with our leader, Alvin the dog.
Not necessarily. There's definitely a very slim chance we'll survive.
Oh, I love this plan. I'm excited to be part of it. Let's do it.
This job is definitely not worth 400 arcs a week.
That episode of Gross Clusters was brought to you by the Hutton Orbital Players and our sponsor, Centauri Mega Gin, the makers of triple strength onion head infused gin. Onion head gin, use it as part of your diet. One glass of this, and you could lose an entire weekend.
Right, that's enough of us enjoying ourselves. It's the green room next, right after a man with a girl's name tells us something bleeding obvious. It's Marilyn Manson with This Is Halloween.
And it's a quiet green room this evening. Everyone has either spoken to us already, shouty, and everybody else is happy. So I think we're going to have a shorter show. I think that makes a lot more sense because there are occult things to do. Or washing up, that kind of thing. So this week's Green Room experiment did lead to a shorter show. Well, let's see what we do next week. I'm going to now falsely say it's time for us to run back up to the live room, because obviously we haven't come down to the green room, but never mind. You won't notice it, and Norm will fix it in the edit. We've got a themed tune to cover our escape. It's Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice. Well, that's me scrolling through the script because I was in the wrong place. Oh, never mind. Well,
there's a script.
Yes, there is. I've got to the bottom of it, as it were.
Shh, just a rumour.
Yeah. But I've warmed my hands this time, so I shouldn't get the same complaints. Flossie, stop it. You weren't the one who complained. Well, that's our show. If you didn't guess that our theme was Halloween, then better luck this time next year. It only remains for me to say thank you to the man who pushes all our buttons, Commander Ventura, to my fellow Hot and Orbital players, the inseparable Norman and Lou Snockers, Wilma Fingerdoo, and of course, to all the other members of the radio team whose contributions may or may not have been obvious this week. For those watching on Twitch, remember, do not cross the streams. That would be bad. This is Harry Balzac, hoping that, unlike the crash test dummies, you have no ghosts to haunt you. And we wish you all a peaceful Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. Everybody's buggered off now, so why don't you bugger off too?
Thank you for calling Hutton Orbital's Studio 5. No one is available to take your call at this time. At the tone, please leave a message.
Hello. This is Falco. Just wanted to tell you that everything is fine, and I'm going to be working with the Code Monkeys on the automated briefing system a while longer. Absolutely doing this willingly. Totally not being kidnapped and forced to stay here. So, stay alert out there and defend the mug. Yeah, okay, so I left them a message. What more do you guys want from me?
End message. For the mug.
Night-night.